but I'm not old.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. Come along as we explore the lesser-heard world of rock and roll, beginning with its roots in the blues of the 30s, through the R&B of the 50s, to the releases of today that still respect the music from which it came. All the while touching on the history, collectability, and significance of each piece of vinyl. We're about to expand your musical comfort zone, one record at a time. It's unfortunate just how difficult it is to hear new music. For my generation, we counted on the radio to prompt a trip to the record store. Subsequent generations took that info to a website for a download. Now, it's a streaming service. All three have one thing in common, however. We heard something we like. But therein lies the rub. If you don't know it exists, you can't go looking for it. And yes, I just quoted Shakespeare. That's where I come in. This week, the Vinyl Garage presents some music from the new millennia. That's retro enough to appeal to us boomers and Gen Xers. So turn it up. Here's our chance to look cool if someone overhears what we're listening to.
Can't explain all the feelings that you're making me feel. My heart's in overdrive and you're behind the steering wheel. Touching you,
we'll be right back.
Georgia liquor store. I got no money in my pocket, but I want more than seeing this world through bloodshot eyes.
Okay. could believe that now. I guess you could say we're both getting what we deserve now, both without it. It was supposed to be you.
This week's modern-day retro love fest began with The Darkness, a British band whose first LP from 2003, Permission to Land, featured their best-known track, I Believe in a Thing Called Love, the falsetto of which, the handiwork of lead singer Justin Hawkins. Much in the same vein, an Atlanta band, The Biters, a 2010s rock band with 80s influences from their initial release, 2015's Electric Blood, with the single Restless Hearts. If you close your eyes, you can hear a Cheap Trick kind of 80s vibe. San Francisco band Wooden Ships, and that's spelled S-H-J-I-P-S, keeps the 60s-type psychedelic genre alive and very well into the new millennia. These Shadows was from their 2013 LP, Back to Land, an album available on pink or white vinyl. Athens, Georgia's Circulatory System also paid homage to the psych genre on their initial record, 2001's self-titled release, with the lead-off track, Yesterday's World. This LP was available on purple vinyl on its 2020 reissue. Diggin' In was the second single pulled from Canadian band Big Rex, Grace Street LP of 2017, recorded at Noble Street in Toronto.
I underestimated your intelligence.
To the Vinyl Garage.
Won't you come away with me and begin something we can understand? I'm lonely as the Irish Sea and as willing as the sand. Could it come and bury me?
one small step, thinking it was a giant leap. December 1988, Cub Scouts on a battleship. It kept raining where I was standing. I think I have pictures of that day, tucked away in books and shelves throughout my mind. You know, that very same day, a baby blue boy brothers brought into this world. I think they have pictures of that day on display in frames and albums of that kind. I was on the moon when you were born. At least I think I was. You see, I can't remember, 'cause I think maybe I was in the room when you were born, filling books with words, 'cause I had nothing to say. 15 years after 88, I missed every baseball game, but you look so handsome at funerals or a lame holiday brunch. And I want you to see how beautiful you look to me. So I'll be home soon. I'll be home soon.
Like I'm driving my friends all crazy. wouldn't you, baby? I wanna learn how to lie if I'm to know, 'cause I wanna go where the people go, 'cause I
Australian singer-songwriter bandleader Courtney Barnett, nominated for Best New Artist at the 2016 Grammys, became a highly decorated artist in her home country, releasing 2 LPs and 3 EPs in her career. From the third aforementioned extended play, 2018's A Sea of Split Peas, the track Lance Jr. Nashville pop band The Silver Seas started life as The Bees in 1999, changing their name to the former after another Bees, this one from the UK, was found. We heard Miss November from their High Society LP, originally released as a Bees LP in 2006 and reissued under their new name in 2007. Boston-area band The Pernice Brothers, best known for their upbeat melodies and smart lyrics, released 8 LPs since their 1998 inception. The Weakest Shade of Blue was taken from 2003's Yours, Mine, and Ours album and was featured in a Sherwin-Williams ad campaign. Formed by 3 Berklee College of Music alums, Apollo Sunshine, also from Boston, released their first LP, Katona, in 2003. Their first single of which being I Was on the Moon. The previously mentioned LP was produced by one of their professors from Berklee. The British band The Magic Numbers consisted of 2 pairs of brothers and sisters, releasing 5 LPs and 2 EPs, beginning with their self-titled offering in 2005. An album from which the track we heard was taken, Forever Lost.
We're breaking out this time, making out with the wind. And I'm so disconnected, I'm never gonna check back in. We're gonna start a new life, see how it goes. Before we're tired and too slow, we'll never get any other life. It's too far to go, so together we make this whole world. Can you remember the moment? Did you forget? Drift through my body into the city within. And now the people are breathing, the air is alive. It's coming out of the street light.
Unsigned band to grace the cover of the Rolling Stone was Saskatoon's The Sheepdogs. The unsigned part soon came to an end with Atlantic releasing their 2012 self-titled LP. But I presented from a self-released album of 2010, Learn and Burn, with the track I Don't Know. The Australian band The Vines found a contract with a major label, Capitol, beginning with 2002's Highly Evolved LP, from which comes the album track, Mary Jane. recorded at Sunset Sound, Hollywood. And Philly band Free Energy and their self-titled track from 2010's Stuck on Nothing LP. The Freeze would have fit in perfectly back in the day with the 70s AOR bands. Not coincidentally, the reason they're included here. Another Vinyl Garage has come to a close, and we're going out with proof positive that the kids in the previous generations of musicians have been secretly listening to the records of our generation. Meet the Kiska brothers of Frankenmuth, Michigan. Josh, Jacob, and Sam, along with friend and drummer Daniel Wagner, Greta Van Fleet. There's the obvious comparison to Led Zeppelin, primarily due to Josh's vocals, especially on their initial single, Highway Tune, which we're closing with. Although, I hear David King, ex-lead singer for 80s band Fastway. Oh well, each his or her own. Perfectly good hour of your life spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your good taste. Questions, comments, your undying admiration, or total contempt can be directed at Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, I'm Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Right, so you're going out there off the sheet or something.